This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that at least for the time being is being spared some of the chaotic political ups and downs that are afflicting our sisters and brothers across the sea in the United Kingdom. The very short-lived prime ministership of Liz Truss is now history. I mean, she served 44 days. I think it's fascinating that the previous most short-lived prime minister was actually indeed short-lived. George Canning, who served in 1827, didn't have a lengthy term because he died in office after 119 days. Liz Truss, just politically dead. And what is the lesson here for the future in terms of what happens next with a Conservative Party that maintains its dominance of Parliament, at least for the time being? And what is the lesson for Conservatives here in the United States? No one better to speak to about that than Andrew Studdiford, who is a Brit. He is also the editor for National Review's Capital Matters, which is an initiative focused on financial and economic coverage. Andrew, it's very great to speak with you. And could you have predicted that Liz Truss would have a reign that was so amazingly brief?
No, absolutely not. There were question marks. When she won the leadership contest, and it was interesting that which was in two rounds. The first round was the MPs, the Conservative MPs, so people who knew her best, and they didn't pick her. They picked a man called Rishi Sunak, who was had been the Chancellor of the Exchequer. So when it went to the members, she was elected not with a respectable majority, not one. And the feeling was really that she wasn't quite ready for prime time. But a lot of that was put down to, people, the condescension and all the rest of it, and that she would work it out. So, no, I was absolutely amazed by 44 days, and I think everyone was.
So what does this mean? It's next week, right, that they pick a new prime minister, new leader for the Conservative Party.
There's talk. Hang on to your hat.
Yeah, there's talk of bringing Boris Johnson back. Is that realistic?
Well, if you'd asked me that a week ago, I would have said no. The issue here is, I think on balance, and please erase all tapes of this, that he won't do it. The first thing is, will he pass the threshold of, I'm sorry for everyone because this is a little bit inside baseball, but will he has to get a threshold of 100 Tory MPs, Conservative MPs, who will say that they will sort of support him in the first instance. He's doing quite well in heading in that direction. Sunak, the guy who came second in the parliamentary, who came first in the parliamentary contest last time against Truss, he's ahead, and he will get to 100. There's no question. The real issue is there's a woman called Penny Mordaunt who is also running, and that's probably just going to be the three that end up running. And again, I apologize for this stuff, but what happens if it boils down to two? If it boils down to two, what theoretically happens is it then goes to the membership to vote. and all this will be done online in the next few days. What the Conservative Party hierarchy, I think, want, and judging from people I've spoken to who are not in the hierarchy but close to it, is they don't want the runoff to be between Sunak and Boris. Because if it goes to that, what will happen is that Boris Johnson will insist in taking it to the party members, and then they will in all probability vote for him. So he has to get to 100, and then he has to be in the last two. So what about Morant? Her goal is probably, she doesn't expect to win, I don't think, and her goal is to basically come second, squeeze out Johnson, probably with the help of some tactical votes from Sunak voters, and then gracefully concede to Sunak so that you don't have to throw this open to the party members. But at the if you asked me on this infinitely erasable tape, I would say that there's quite a good chance that Boris will get the 100, and it'll be Sunak versus Johnson, and then Johnson will go into the poll of the party members with, I think he would be the favorite.
And what does this mean? That the entire situation reminds me a little bit of what's going on in Israel, where they've had five elections in 5 years. I mean, it's basically constant political reconfirmation. With the size of the conservative majority in the current parliament, what happens with the calls for a whole new election, where the polling indicates that Labour is 30 points ahead, way ahead, yeah, with Keir Starmer?
That is why. If the if the Conservatives have any sense at all, the one thing they must do is not have an election now. You quote that there are all sorts of figures in the 30s, which is an incredible gap. Because remember, that doesn't include other parties there as well. And if you read one of the polls I saw, the Conservatives would actually be displaced as the main opposition party by the Scottish National Party,
which would create.
So you said it. So the Conservatives have to stick together, and there is a danger, and I just hope people see, I'm sorry, revealing my colours here, but I hope people see sense, and that even if they're disappointed by the results, they stick together, because in a parliamentary system, and I grew up in England in the 70s, even when all is chaos, parliamentary systems are pretty disciplined, and normally, and when in the middle of our British sort of financial crisis of the mid to late 70s, Labour, for various reasons, only had an absolutely tiny majority based on an informal alliance with another party, just a handful of votes, but that held. And so if the Conservatives, who have a majority of roughly 70, if they can not split, then they can postpone the election until the last date, which is January 2025, and that is more or less what they should do. I mean, they should hold the election in October, November, December 24 or January 25.
Well, who could hold the party together more effectively, Boris Johnson or Rishi Sunak?
Golly, that's a that is a very. I mean, the answer is Sunak is a more emollient candidate, and if you think that that is a way of saying boring in a polite way, that would also be right. I think that he could.
But boring for the Conservatives, for the Tories, wouldn't boring sound kind of good right now?
I'll take a bit of boredom. The problem is that Boris has, he's the party's darling.
Okay, can you hang on for a few moments, Andrew? We need to pursue this. The whole prospect of a Boris Johnson return is just, actually, there are a lot of people here in this country who would find it thrilling and a good omen for Trump. Would that be actual? We will come right back with Andrew Studdiford of National Review coming up on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center exposed the impact of the new tax on fuel that will add 46 cents per gallon to the price of gasoline next year. Support WPC for as little as $5 a month and get their free weekly newsletter or join us for an elegant evening out. It's Friday, October 14th at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency and see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker-researcher Chris Rufo keynoting WPC's annual dinner. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
MedVet Show, our privilege to be able to continue the conversation for a few moments more with Andrew Studdiford, who is the editor of the Capital Matters contribution from National Review, America's leading conservative journal, And he is also very well schooled in law and economics in the United Kingdom, which, as you can hear in his conversation, is his home. Okay, we're talking about the future of the Conservative Party, because here we are on the verge of what many people are anticipating to be a great conservative victory here in the United States for the Republicans. The Tories, the conservatives in Britain, won that kind of victory under the leadership of Boris Johnson. First of all, was the wreckage of the Boris Johnson prime ministership, was that entirely based upon those illegitimate parties that in which he participated during the COVID lockdowns?
Yeah, I mean, there was an erosion of trust, basically, and the two things happened. I think in the end those would have blown over, and I think that the mistake, that if you were going to get rid of Boris Johnson, the mistake was doing so before you had a candidate who could really fill his shoes, which was going to be difficult. But no, I mean, Boris Johnson has always, he's attracted a great deal of animosity as well as a great deal of admiration, a lot of it to do with Brexit. But what he did was he repeatedly embarrassed his colleagues in Parliament by being, his transgressions for the most part were minor. But they did resonate in a bad way with the British people, who were all locked up during COVID. We had a lot of nonsense. We saw a lot of nonsense over there about it. Having a party in 10 Downing Street where people can't go and see their dying parents doesn't go down very well. And he embarrassed. He wasn't straightforward. And I think that his colleagues got sick of apologizing for him. And that was a lot of it. There was no great ideological split. It was all down to personality and just drip, rather small scandals, basically, and the feeling that he wasn't really concentrating.
And Rishi Sunak was the Chancellor of the Exchequer for Boris Johnson, was he not?
He is a competent. I wouldn't describe him as a conservative, a true believer. I mean, I don't think he's an instinctive tax cutter and all those good things. But on the other hand, he's a competent, a very smart man. And in a time we have to keep an eye on the financial markets, which went berserk over the whole Liz Truss fiasco. He is somebody who, if he was to get to the top job, he would reassure the financial markets, which I noticed today were just trembling a little bit at the thought of Boris Johnson. And we don't need another financial crisis in the UK either.
Do you have any idea, by the way, because I know you're an analyst of markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 749 points today. Why?
I don't know, and I have an excuse, which is mainly that I'm writing our weekly, the capital letter, available on National Review, because everything got, which I normally do on a Thursday, but that got completely submerged by the UK stuff. Basically, the market just gyrates. I can't think of, people are, maybe, I'm guessing, I'm just going to, I'm at my computer, just seeing if anyone's saying it. It could be because people are expecting that the 75 basis point increase is expected, and maybe people are beginning to think that they may take a little bit of a pause, which I think would be a mistake, or maybe they just think, you know, you sell off for long enough and there's always reason to buy. There's probably some brilliant single explanation, which I hadn't been just stuck at my computer, not reading things, not being distracted, I'd probably be able to tell you. But looking at CNBC, I can't see anything. No. There were some earnings. The fall in the budget deficit, which you may hear Biden talking about, is nothing. It's not nothing. It's a lot of money. But that's really just COVID relief schemes falling out of the picture. That's no great achievement by him.
Could it be, would it be ridiculous to suggest that with a consensus emerging that our election in less than 3 weeks is going to bring a very decisive series of Republican victories, that it could be that there are some investors who are looking forward to that economic impact?
That's a very interesting thought, and it's not impossible. Because, I mean, it seems to me that the picture has... I'm, by the way, as my colleagues would tell you, I'm sort of the House pessimist, the National Review pessimist, not the House pessimist. I do think it's beginning to look quite good, and I know I worked with the markets for many, many years, and over here, and people do watch politics, and I wonder if people have an interesting theory, and it's certainly not impossible. Because
well, again, every major newspaper in the country has some article today about the Republican surge and the Republican momentum and all that. Nobody's saying that about the Tories back in the UK, are they?
Sorry, excuse me for hysterical laughter. No, the only surge is the surge towards the floor. They have no. There's no instant turnaround candidate sitting there, and the general feeling of the Tories, when I call back to the UK, is that the job now is damage limitation. That basically what they want to ensure is that, firstly, that there is no election for the reason we mentioned. Give you a little stat: Liz Truss was actually, her popularity rating was below that of Prince Andrew. And to have achieved that was a truly remarkable...
I think it was below that of Vladimir Putin. I mean, it was at 10%?
Yeah, that's right.
Was her approval?
Exactly. And so most of the people I speak to who are fairly plugged in. They say, look, we're not going to win in 2024, but we can avoid losing terribly if we play sensibly over the next couple of years. And that is the goal. And what people are trying to work out, is it more likely that they can lose not too badly in 2024, early 2025, under Sunak, and I think it will be Sunak, or Johnson, or is it that, you know, who do they choose? Who's going to cause the, you know, get the train back on the rails? Is it more likely to be Johnson, or is it more likely to be Sunak?
And we shall find out. Andrew Studdiford, you can read his most recent column. It's posted at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with a surprise announcement from Jeb Bush coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment. 50-year low, 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Of the great day for the stock market, and it's not just a good day, it's a great day. Standard & Poor's up 87 points, Dow Jones up 749 points. Reuters says Wall Street ends higher as hopes for less aggressive Fed grow. And CNN says largely the same thing. They say stocks soar on hopes that Fed will slow rate hikes. A disastrous earnings report from Snap and less than inspiring results from Dow Components, American Express, and Verizon weren't enough to keep the Wall Street bulls at bay today. Stocks surged on hopes that the Federal Reserve may soon come to the rescue by slowing the pace of its rate hikes. Okay, the impact on markets of the forthcoming Republican wave and the victory of the Republican wave, it has a lot to do with who become the most conspicuous winners in terms of the Republican Party, particularly people, for instance, I've mentioned before, if Lee Zeldin actually wins for governor of New York, that's a story. That's a front page story. Big, big story. And it's also a big story if, as widely expected, Ron DeSantis advances his presidential possibilities by winning in a landslide at a time when other Republican incumbents and gubernatorial challengers are struggling. No one is expecting Gavin Newsom on the Democratic side to actually lose, nor is anyone expecting Ron DeSantis to lose. What is very surprising to me was Jeb Bush, former two-term governor of Florida and very successful governor of Florida, did wonders for choice in education and for fiscal management of the state and for environmental issues. He was a fine governor. But Jeb Bush now says that he is actually a fan of someone who is a presidential possibility in his own party. And it's not someone named Bush. This is the former presidential candidate, former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush. Listen, clip 10.
So with the Ron DeSantis, your successor, Republican governor, popular in his own right, as were you, he is rumored to be in the mix.
He will be a formidable candidate if he runs for lots of reasons, but the reason why I'm a Ron DeSantis fan is he's governed effectively in the state that I love. He's been a really good governor.
Okay, that's a generous and somewhat surprising thing for Jeb Bush to actually proclaim. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Somebody else who is being increasingly discussed as a potential candidate for president, he hasn't announced yet by any means, is, of course, Mike Pence. He was speaking in an interview on Fox News with John Roberts and speaking on the subject of Ukraine policy. This is the former vice president, clip 7.
The House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who wants to become the next Speaker of the House, has said if Republicans take the gavel, that America will no longer be a blank check for the war in Ukraine. Do you take issue with that?
You know, the United States throughout our history has understood that we need to be the leader of the free world. And that includes being the arsenal of democracy. And in the days of Ronald Reagan, we understood the value of confronting the Russians and communism in the world, not by necessarily fighting them directly, but by making sure the people that were fighting the communists, whether in our hemisphere or other places around the world, had the resources that they need. I think this is such a fight.
Good for Mike Pence continuing to make sense. Pence making sense? Okay, maybe there's a potential slogan in there somewhere. Let us go to your calls and to Jim calling from Atlanta. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm wondering, the description that Andrew Stutterford gave of Ronnie, you have to remind me of his last name. They said he's kind of dull, and you replied that that may be just what they need. And I thought, well, yeah, he could give them, if he is that way, then he could be perhaps their next Plantagenet Palliser, who's Anthony Trollope's character through a series of novels. I just finished reading the first one, and that could give them what we were expecting maybe Joe Biden would give us, you know, return to normalcy, but we didn't get. So does that fit Ronnie?
I'll tell you what's different about that is that Rishi Sunak is, I think, dull in his politics. He is not an inspiring speaker. He's very handsome. He's referred to as dishy. He has a glamorous wife. And he's 44 years old. And then it would make him, what, two generations younger than Biden? Not quite, but a full generation younger than Biden. And but I think that your point is well taken. And Biden ran as a calming candidate, a return to normalcy, back to normalcy, as an alternative to Trump, which seemed to work. It was not a problem within his own party. I mean, I guess you could say that, well, he was a more moderate alternative than Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. But in terms of Sunak, because he was Chancellor of the Exchequer under Boris Johnson, There are a lot of people who are very loyal to Boris Johnson who might accept him, but then again, there are people who feel that he betrayed the prime minister, and it's one of the reasons that Prime Minister Boris Johnson failed. I think the one thing that is most serious, and I take away from Andrew Stutterford's conversation, was the idea that in Britain they don't have any formal schedule for an election. An election can occur at any time if a prime minister gets a vote of no confidence. And they do not want a general election now. They don't have to have one until the beginning of 2025. So it's very possible that their election will be aligned, at least approximately, with our presidential election in 2024. Concerning that presidential election, there are all sorts of questions that are raised, which I hope will not get in the way of Republican victory, which I do believe is coming up. And we will be talking about part of what happens with that election coming up regarding the issue of President Biden's attempt to forgive student loans. Did he just get judicial validation for that plan? Well, not exactly. And there's also local questions here. What about the smoke in Seattle? Is it really the product of a climate change? Then why was there no sign really of this deteriorating air quality until this particular year? We will get to that and to an outspoken and glamorous voice on the right that just ran into some firing coming up here on the Michael Medved Show. We will be right back. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is smoke in Seattle. It is better today. It's supposed to be much better over the weekend because we're going to be getting some rain, which may sound okay. So rain in Seattle, doesn't it rain all the time? Well, actually, it hasn't been raining. And a lot of places that are normally very green with lawns and foliage. Well, first of all, it's autumn, so some leaves from deciduous trees are falling down, but it's also been unseasonably dry, which I guess you could blame on climate change. But the idea that with all of the efforts that have been made, particularly by our current governor, who's now in his third term, yes, he is, Jay Inslee, the idea that all of a sudden things have been getting worse and worse, and that's led to the problem of the smoke in recent days, that is what Dr. Jeff Duchin seems to believe. He is a health officer in public health for Seattle and King County, talking about the smoky circumstances to Como News. This is clip one.
Real problem for us, getting back to the basic issue, climate change is the single greatest health threat we face.
Dr. Jeff Duchin, Seattle and King County's public health officer, said, unfortunately, these conditions will continue in the future, meaning more patients with breathing issues.
So this is another stressor on our healthcare systems. It's a whole other impact of climate change that, you know, we need to address.
Okay, again, as a whole other impact on climate change that we need to address, why has the situation gotten worse after some of the supposedly very substantive efforts that have been made by the state of Washington, other states, and the current administration in terms of actually improving the release of greenhouse gases and more. I think that the whole connection between climate change and smoke from wildfires and the way that those wildfires have been handled and dealt with, this is an item for much further discussion than simply nodding heads in agreement. Speaking of nodding heads in agreement, Steve Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in prison. this is for his contempt of Congress violation. And the basic idea here is that even if you don't like a given Congress and you don't like what they're doing, as Steve Bannon clearly doesn't regarding the investigation of January 6th, you still are obliged legally, if you receive a subpoena, to pay attention to it, because Congress does have the subpoena power. And Steve Bannon, who was also fined $6,500, the prosecution had asked to fine him $200,000, which would have been far more substantial. But they did sentence him to 4 months in prison rather than the 6 months that the prosecutors wanted. And 4 months in prison, his defense attorneys had said that he should have a suspended sentence. And now Steve Bannon reacts to his sentence this way when he tries to link his own situation to the Republican hopes of taking over both houses of Congress. This is the former presidential aide, former editor of Breitbart, the host of the podcast The War Room, Steve Bannon, clip 2A.
On November 8th, there's going to have judgment on the illegitimate Biden regime, and quite frankly, that Nancy Pelosi and the entire committee. And we know which way that's going. Either they've already been turfed out, like Liz Cheney, right, or have quit, like Kinzinger and other the Democrats, or they're about to be beaten, like Luria and others, or they will lose their power and become a minority, and Nancy Pelosi and Tom Schumer challenges all of it. This is democracy. This is democracy. The American people are weighing, measuring what went on with the Justice Department and how they comported themselves. They're weighing and measuring that right now, and they will vote on November 8th. Can I go ahead and finish?
He wasn't really able to, but he did go on and had a prediction for something that I really do hope does not consume our political energy after the Republicans take over. Listen, this is clip 2B.
On November 8th, the American people will raise judgment, and we will broom. The Biden administration ends on the 8th evening of the 8th of November. And some other thing is that the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, will end up being the first attorney general that's brought up on charges of impeachment, and he'll be removed from office. Thank you very much.
Okay, the chances of two-thirds of the Senate, and that's what you need, even if the Republicans take over the Senate and control the Senate by, well, they're hoping to control by even one vote, would be a big victory, it would be a big improvement, because that makes Mitch McConnell, instead of Chuck Schumer, the majority leader. But let's say they have just a sweeping victory and they control the Senate by five votes. Assuming that you have all of the Republicans voting to remove Merrick Garland from office, you would still then need 17 of the Democrats to join you. The chances of that happening are zero. And again, it's not close to zero. It's zero. And because it just hasn't happened before. You may remember even in Bill Clinton's impeachment, there wasn't a single, not one, member of the Democratic Party who voted to remove him from office. And that based upon the perjury count on his impeachment. Speaking of perjury, there has been a media figure who has gotten more notoriety than fame recently. Her name is Lara Logan. And Lara Logan has now been banned from Newsmax. Newsmax, not from Fox. certainly not from CNN or CBS, where she used to work. This is Newsmax. After peddling a series of baseless conspiracy theories, show reports to The Sun in Great Britain, it's not the first time the former CBS reporter, who's 51, has caused outrage after bizarrely ranting about Satan and espousing false QAnon tropes. She sounded like this recently when she spoke in an interview on Newsmax with Eric Bolling. Listen.
I have to ask you this, because my audience is very God-fearing, God-loving, etc. Final thought, only a couple of seconds, please. Is God okay with a closed border?
It's much bigger than that. God believes that in sovereignty and national identity and the sanctity of family and all the things that we've lived with from the beginning of time. And he knows that the open border is Satan's way of taking control of the world through all of these people who are his stooges and his servants. And they may think that they're going to become gods. That's what they tell us. Yuval Noah Harari and all the rest of them at the World Economic Forum. You know, the ones who want us eating insects, cockroaches and that while they dine on the blood of children.
Yeah.
Those are the people, right? They're not going to win. They're not going to win.
Yeah.
Okay, dining on the blood of children. The Foreign Affairs journalist reported on the Arab Spring Revolution in 2011 before leaving CBS in 2018 when her contract expired. She has been on the limelight since her departure from CBS for peddling a series of baseless conspiracy theories. Logan bizarrely claimed that America's open border is being controlled by Satan. Well, it's controlled actually by Kamala Harris. Is she Satan? Not quite that formidable, I don't think. She also accused the U.S. of importing migrants to create a crisis that she dubbed a Reichstag fire. The blaze which destroyed the German parliament building in 1933 helped in part to propel the Nazi regime to power. She also is compared Dr. Fauci to Dr. Mengele, the Nazi evil experimenter at death camps. Laura Logan, Lara Logan, good luck with your new career. Once you've been canceled by Newsmax, which is outspoken and on the well, it says something about your future in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.